Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your weekend on this Saturday morning. As protests continue, GSPS sending off duty officers to Ottawa. 25 off-duty Greater Sudbury police officers are being sent to Ottawa this weekend to support police in the nation's capital. GSPS spokesperson Caitlin Dunn told Sudbury.com today that, along with other Ontario police services, Greater Sudbury Police have been asked to support the Ottawa Police Service in maintaining order on Parliament Hill. After assessing our operational resources, 25 officers will be leaving Sudbury today and will be in Ottawa for the weekend in order to relieve officers that are currently on the ground, Dunn said in an email. In a news release today, Ottawa Police said it is implementing a surge and contain strategy in the capital's downtown core as protests against COVID-19 mandates continue. The police service is stretched thin as it tries to maintain order in the face of ongoing protests. Ottawa's downtown residents and businesses continue to be severely impacted by unlawful acts, including harassment, mischief, hate crimes, and noise violations, the service said. We know that additional demonstrators are coming, and we are significantly increasing our policing resources to respond. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Feeling sickly, nauseous and crappy? Norovirus possibly spreading in Sudbury. Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, said there is an increase of gastrointestinal sickness in the community, which might be the result of norovirus in local daycare centers. The norovirus has common symptoms such as vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and nausea and is highly contagious, said the health unit. Health Canada said the virus can be spread in several ways, such as direct contact with an infected person, touching contaminated surfaces or consuming food or water that has been contaminated. Norovirus symptoms most often present very suddenly and involve frequent and multiple episodes of vomiting and diarrhea that last for 1 to 2 days, said the health unit. Unlike respiratory diseases, the norovirus does not cause a cough, a runny nose, a sore throat or shortness of breath. People with gastrointestinal illness must stay home until the symptoms have been gone for a minimum of 48 hours, said the health unit. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Sudbury's Ukrainian community to rally this weekend in support of their homeland. Greater Sudbury's Ukrainian community is rallying February 6 to support their homeland as tension continues to mount in the Russia-Ukraine standoff. As the threat of an invasion looms, organizers of the rally, which they have deemed Stand with Ukraine, said that Ukraine is at war, and has been fighting to defend its people, identity, and freedom. Russia recently amassed more than 100,000 troops to Ukraine's border, according to media reports. Troops are equipped with everything from tanks and artillery to ammunition and air power. Sonia Pechenyuk, a member of Greater Sudbury's Ukrainian community, said the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress of Canada, an umbrella organization for all Ukrainian organizations, issued a call earlier this week to rally in support of Ukraine. On very short notice, they have asked for all major communities to hold a small rally, whatever they can manage, to stand in support of Ukraine, but also to thank Canada for the support this country has provided, and hopefully will continue to provide, said Pechenyuk. We are not protesting. We are not marching. What we are doing is trying to show support for Ukraine, and also thank the Canadian public. On February 6, participants will gather along the sidewalk at 40 Notre Dame Avenue at noon to show their support. It's not just for Ukrainians, either, said Pechenyuk. It's for anyone who wants to show their support. Read the full story here. Investigation launched into sudden death at Copper Cliff Mine. An investigation is underway after a sudden death was reported at Vale's Copper Cliff Mine South Surface Facility on February 3. Greater Sudbury Police spokesperson Caitlin Dunn confirmed the incident to Sudbury.com and said the death is under investigation by police along with the Coroner's Office and the Ministry of Labor, which is standard following a workplace death. Dunn said in an email GSPS received a call shortly after 8:30 p.m. on February 3 regarding the sudden death of a 59-year-old contract worker on Vale's property. Vale spokesperson Danica Pagnotti said emergency responders dispatched to the scene were unable to resuscitate the individual and the man was transported to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. We know this is difficult news for everyone that knew and worked with the individual, Pagnotti wrote in an email to Sudbury.com. Our condolences go out to the individual's family, friends and co-workers. A post-mortem examination will be conducted by the coroner's office to determine cause of death. The deceased's name has not been released. Ministry finally recognizes link between Parkinson's disease, McIntyre powder hard rock miners in Northern Ontario who developed Parkinson's disease after inhaling McIntyre powder at work have overcome a major hurdle to receiving compensation from the Workplace Safety and Insurance Board, WSIB. On February 2, the Ministry of Labour announced that a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease that has been linked to work-related exposure to aluminium dust known as McIntyre powder will be formally recognised as an occupational disease under the Workplace Safety and Insurance Act. That means that the onus to prove exposure is no longer on the workers, and those miners submitting claims for compensation should have their requests processed faster and more efficiently. Anyone in our province who falls ill on the job should have the confidence that they, and their loved ones, will be taken care of, Labour Minister Monty McNaughton said in a news release announcing the change. Read the full story here. Ontario to ease visitor restrictions in long-term care facilities. Ontario is easing visitor restrictions at long-term care homes as the government says public health indicators are starting to improve. Starting on Monday, the number of designated caregivers per resident will increase from 2 to 4, though only 2 can visit at a time. Residents who have had at least 3 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine will be allowed to resume social day trips. The restrictions, including a pause on access to long-term care facilities for general visitors, took effect in late December as a response to a COVID-19 surge caused by the highly transmissible Omicron variant. General visits from people 5 years and older who have had at least 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine will be allowed to resume on February 21. Read the full story here. Some sun and snow in the weekend forecast. Expect a mainly sunny day for Saturday, with increasing cloudiness over the afternoon and a high of minus 13. The wind will be blowing at 15 kilometers per hour, so expect a wind chill of minus 38 in the morning and minus 19 in the afternoon. There is a risk of frostbite. Tonight, there is snow in the forecast with a low of minus 15. Tomorrow, expect periods of snow during the day and tonight. Sunday's high is minus 8. Tonight, the mercury will dip to minus 16.